Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Kuf Chav Daleh of Masech Tzchum. Some of the topics we're learning about include Talis Shehischel Ba Lekaira. If one tears a tummy garment in two, it becomes Tahira. And the Mishnah Masechtas Kalim teaches that Nikra Ruba Tahira, it's enough to tear most of it. The Gemara discusses whether Ur Chalim, if it's made of leather, whether the remaining part that connects it is stronger, and so it does not become tar until he tears it completely in two. Tanar. In the time of the Mishnah, an oven was essentially an earthenware pot without a bottom. It would be set on the ground and attached by smearing a thick coating of plaster all around the base and over its entire outer surface. This would seal and insulate it to retain the heat inside. The Mishnah discusses Tanar Shenit Moketzim Matar Noisi. How does one purify an oven that became tummy? Ur Sheshalab Kezai is Basr, Hanagei Betziv Hayyitzim Imenu Ubesir Shekaneg Der Tummy. If a hide still has a kezias of flesh that is tummy attached to it, and someone touches a sliver of flesh that hangs from it or a hair that is opposite the flesh, he is tummy. The Gemara discusses potasi chaya, potasi sakin. If an animal tore off from its flesh, or if the person skinning it left part of the flesh. Hayulav kishnei chatzai zesim. If there were two separate pieces on the hide, each one a half a zeis, the Gemara discusses mitame b'masa u'b'masa u'b'maga, whether it transmits tuma when carried or when touched. Mufanav, yesh negeya b'chayzib negeya. If one touches both half zesim of flesh at the same time, whether the two actions combine, and he is tummy. If one stuck a splinter into two half zesim of flesh and carried them, Evan agrees that he is tummy. Mal v'chezer mal, where the two parts of a mess under one roof combine to form the minimum shear to transmit tumas oil.